It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, arts, entertainment topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from BelowTopSecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
And welcome to this edition of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. And once again, we've got a lot of really terrific topics to talk about today. The first thing we're going to be discussing is let's all go to the bathroom at the same time. And this is in the general chit-chat forum. And the user Dune Knight writes in and he says, let's all go to the bathroom at the same time. He says, okay, hopefully this thread won't go anywhere, but I'm bored, so why not? Why not we all go pee at the same time? It's fun and educational because we can all sync our pee times, which will make us start to think alike and act the same way in our daily life. If we all pee at the same time, wars, conflict, world hunger will all end. So who's in with me on this? So apparently Dune Knight thinks that if we all go to the bathroom at the same time, it will be the answer to any world problems whatsoever. What do you think, Spencer? Do you think this is our solution for world peace?
I don't, but peas, maybe. I don't know. You know, Dune Knight, I got to tell you, you obviously don't have a teenage daughter who's in the bathroom all the time. There's no possible way that everybody can go to the bathroom at the same time and pee at the same time. However, I'm a guy. I have a backyard. Now, if you're not requiring us to go to the potty, then we can work something out. We can all sync our times because we all know as men that that's why we have a backyard. If you have a backyard, you go out there and you pee in it. I mean, now, Doc, is this something that you've ever done? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my backyard would be the fire escape off of the back of my apartment. So if someone caught me peeing off the fire escape, somebody might be really upset, particularly if the person who caught me was standing down below from the fire escape.
They could looking up.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that noise? Yeah, that would be bad. Out here in West Texas, there's lots of flats, so, you know, and fences, so we can just kind of walk outside and do our things, guys, and then come on back in. Agent T wrote, girls have been doing this for years. It doesn't stop them talking about each other behind their backs and insulting their shoes and stuff.
And it says you'll need one hell of a strong bathroom deodorizer, too. and that's spot on. Something when I read this, when I read this post, I remembered hearing that apparently during halftime at the Super Bowl is when the most people are peeing at any given time. Everybody's drinking beer. Everybody's hanging out. Everybody's having a good time. And apparently that's when and I was reading somewhere that local sanitation systems, local water treatment plants actually have to prepare for it and get ready, you know, to up the ante on things. Because apparently the demand on water and the demand on sewage is so great in that, you know, 5 to 10 minute period when everybody is going into the bathroom, apparently can really overload something.
Well, for everyone who saw the movie, the animated movie Flushed Away, with, let's say Hugh Jackman and Kate Winslet doing the voices of the little rats. That's the theory behind it. I mean, there's a big soccer match, and after the, at halftime or whatever they do for soccer, I'm sorry, soccer fans. I'm a football guy. But, well, you do call it football. Anyway, I digress. But, I know, that's the argument. Fine, whatever, guys. Live in Texas and see how far that gets you. But in the premise of the movie, there's this toad, and he's trying to put wash out the rat town. So he's opened the floodgates, and when everybody takes a break from the soccer game and goes to the bathroom, and there's this major flush, that's the theory behind Flushed Away. But, yeah, I can see how that would put a strain on things, especially if you've got aging pipes. Boy, that would be a mess to have to... no pun intended.
No pun intended. Badjo1 writes in, I'm in the bathroom maybe 3 times a day, 10 to 15 minutes each. Two of those are taking a quick shower. We're synced all right. I assume he's referring to a significant other. Every time I'm in the bathroom, she comes running in claiming an emergency pee. It's uncanny. Out of 1,414 minutes in a day, that's 40 minutes of togetherness. Togetherness, in quotations, we share every day. So Badjo1, he can't get no respect. The wife coming in to pee, emergency style, 4 or 5 times a day. That's rough, man.
Now, Doc, you know how to fix that, don't you?
How's that?
You have your own emergency, the smelly kind.
Yeah. Be like, babe, before I take a shower, you know what I'm saying?
It is bad because it's when it's hot and humid and you have to go to the bathroom. The smell, like, just... Oh, it's like a wet sponge, a hot wet sponge on your face of stinkiness.
Oh, man, that just kind of got me a little bit. I think I might need to go to the bathroom now.
Okay, we're going to jump off the bathroom humor then, and we're going to jump to something that, you know, I don't know, Doc, if you've got this experience up in New York as much as we do out here in West Texas, but I see this from time to time. And M3RLZ posted this, and this is in the forum, breaking general news, state moves to ban fake testicles on vehicles. The story reads, Tallahassee, Florida, state lawmakers in Florida have voted to ban the fake bull testicles that dangle from their trailer hitches of many trucks and cars throughout the state, which I'm in favor of. It's unfortunate that our legislators had to take so much time to actually pass a law to ban fake testicles when, you know, probably a good pocket knife would have fixed that.
I believe the technical term for them is truck balls. I think that's how they're marketed. Mm-hmm. And man, I got to agree with you on that. You know, I was the first time I ever saw them, I was coming, actually driving south through upstate New York back down to the city. And I got stuck behind this giant sport utility vehicle, which is already symbolism for somebody trying to compensate for something else. And do you really have to add to that statement by adding a set of small metal testicles to your boat hitch? Is that really something that our society has come to where it's, you know, not only am I getting only, you know, 8 miles a gallon and ruining the environment with my giant truck, I also have to hang a pair of metallic testicles from the back as if to add insult to injury. I mean, come on. What are these people thinking, and why can't we get these things banned? And fortunately, it looks like the things are in the motion. If anybody has these things, and I haven't had a chance yet to go through the entire post, but if anybody have these, please just take them off the back of your truck. I think we're all in agreement about this.
Well, unfortunately, there's too many idiots out there that would think, I think it's funny. Now, here's the problem that I've got with this. The first time I see them, they're on the back of a pickup truck parked along the side of the road. Now, it's a high traffic area, and it's right in front of an elementary school. Okay, now obviously this redneck dump. Now I'll shut my mouth at that point. Otherwise, I'll have to beep everything out. But you know, there is some. There needs to be some semblance of decorum. You know, maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know, but I would expect to not have to pick up a kid and drive by and have the kid go, "Look, mommy, dangle balls off a truck." So, you know, and I have to admit this, Doc, and probably I'm going to get a lot of hate mail off this, who people who have dingle balls on their car. But I was
dingle balls. I like that. I think that's more flashy than truck, I got to say.
I was just so pissed off at this. And I was like, you park this thing in front of an elementary school, and you know, moms are picking up their kids. They don't want to. This is just offensive. It's not free speech. It's just, you know, you're an idiot. And I was walking the dog one day, and my pocket knife slipped out of my hand, somehow flew under the truck, and sliced the balls off the truck.
A automotive castration, would that be the correct term for that?
That was. And I just left them right there in the back of the truck. You know, I don't feel proud about that. That's, you know, actually I do. You know, I think, okay, can I get on a soapbox here?
Absolutely, go for it, man.
If more people would stand up and go, listen, you know, that's not freedom of speech. That's just offensive. I mean, you're an idiot. Why should we allow you to do that? Well, it's my property. I do what I want. Yeah, whatever. Okay. But this is the reason that people think that they can get away with anything. People act and are rude because nobody stands up to them anymore. Nobody goes, you know what? That's enough. Had enough. Because there's this spirit of fear on everybody that you can't say anything to anybody because it might offend them. Well, guess what? I'm through being Mr. Nice Guy a lot of times, and I don't mind sitting out in front of a store waiting for somebody to come out and offend them right back. You know, if I find something offensive on the car, and I've been known to do that. I know that surprises you, Doc, that I'm a very mild-mannered guy and that I would actually do that. But I get so tired of just idiocy, of stupidity, and nobody addresses it. It's allowed to continue because nobody says anything. Nobody puts these people in their place. You know, and I don't want to be the world's policeman, but there's little bitty things throughout the day that I go, you know, no, that's enough.
Well, you know what it all breaks down to? If people have the absolute necessity to have testicles dangling around them all day, by all means, set up a little collage or something in your home. You know, grab some fishing line and just hang them all over your ceiling, right over your bed, so they can just dangle over you while you're sleeping. If they're so important, by all means, enjoy them in the privacy of your own home. but don't bring them out onto your automobiles. I think Spencer and I are in complete agreement on this. They're ridiculous. Take them off.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to wear them on your chin, knock yourself out. Otherwise, keep them out of view.
And we're gonna put Spencer into a better mood here and talk about a really interesting topic that's posted in the relationship section here on BTS. This was posted, and this is a great topic, and I thought, man, you know, talk about food for thought. Because I think this is maybe happened to most of us, I think, at some time in our dating or marriage lives. And the post is, she's going out with an ex for the weekend as just friends.
Now, you forgot the little, the finger quotes things. Just friends. Yeah. And Doc and I probably have the same thought go through our mind, which is bull.
Mm-hmm. And so JCA2005 writes in and he says, okay, guys and gals of ATS, I have a question for you. I met this girl a month ago when I was on vacation at my best friend's house, his cousin. Well, we've been calling each other, texting each other a lot. And after a couple of weeks, she started telling me she wants me in her arms. Aw. And wants to be with me. Aw. And when I go on vacation again before the end of the month, we had planned to spend it together. Basically, she is telling me everything I want to hear. However, and this is the parentheses, her ex-boyfriend who borrowed her tax money from her and left her for another woman is coming to where she lives at her sister's house, which is a few miles away, so he could spend the weekend up there. Fishy, huh? Her story is they are still just friends. She told me that they were only going to school to shoot pool with him one night, which I was lenient and said that that was fine. But now her aunt told me he is actually
pocket pool.
Yeah, exactly. But now her aunt told me that he is actually coming into town for just the weekend. She didn't bother to fill me in on that part. Her sister is going with them, but her sister doesn't know she likes me, and her aunt may go too. But she doesn't want her to go because she knows she will run her mouth to me when she gets back. And this is a tough one because you want to be that, you know, considerate, charming person. And you know you'll get points by being the non-jealous type and saying, absolutely, I trust you 100%. But I mean, come on. There reaches a point where you have to go, radar's going off. What's going on? Bing, bong, bing, bong. You know, jerk alert. You know, I think this guy's up to no good. What do you think, Spencer?
I've been in this situation, but it's been a long time ago because it only takes one time to learn this. No, somebody's lying. They're not just friends. And by the way, if you're just friends, then I can come along too, right? That's cool. Because, I mean, we're all just friends, right? That's not going to cause a problem. You know, Cracker wrote, you are just being jealous, but it's understandable. Relationships are founded on trust, and this should be viewed as a major test of that trust. Let her know that you're not happy that she didn't give you the full details of the visit, and let her know that while the situation makes you uncomfortable, you have no choice but to let her do what she wants. If, after this weekend, she is still not with the ex, you've proven yourself to be one hell of a guy in a relationship, and the relationship should blossom from there. If she winds up back with the ex, so be it. It will hurt, but you'll have to avoid the sneaking around and the future pain and anguish, and that pain and anguish would probably have been far worse as your relationship might have been on a much higher level. There's also the possibility that she views your jealousy as a lack of trust in a horrible light, and even though this visit, quote unquote, from the ex was nothing, you have now blown it. So man up and let her do her thing. But I would put a famous quote from Ronald Reagan, trust but verify.
And that's verify with a capital B. And to add insult to injury, JCA writes in later on down in the post, somebody asked him, you know, how old he was. And he says, yes, I am young. I'm 21 years old. She is 31 with three young kids. Now, that certainly adds another whole dimension to this, you know, the bit of advice that we're trying to give to JCA here. I mean, here you have someone who's 21, and that's not to say he's immature by any stretch of the imagination, but compared to someone who's 31 with three young kids, that certainly does add a whole new slant to this. I don't know. This is a really interesting situation.
In that case, she may be shopping around for a better financial deal. Now, I'm not saying that she's shallow and that's happening, but look, let's look at this reasonably, okay? She's got three kids. She's unmarried. She's taking care of those kids. Maybe she's looking looking to trade up and improve her financial situation, which is not unheard of.
And Lord Infamous writes in, and I always enjoy Lord Infamous's post. He says, leave this broad alone. She's still got some feelings for dude. If you can't see that, you're blind as a bat. And I think that's kind of where my advice is going on this one. I mean, this sounds, you know, and Waugh actually adds on to it. He says, three kids, my God, man, get out of there now. I'm going to say what Roland D didn't say. She's looking for a sugar daddy to babysit and help support her kids. Then when you discipline her kids, she will come down on you like a ton of bricks. Don't be a chump. This is the voice of experience talking. So apparently Waugh has had some prior experience with the older ladies with thrice children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, Doc, I'm giving this a thumbs down.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, man, be very careful with this. And again, it might not hurt to, I would take Spencer's advice and maybe invite yourself along on this little trip. If, you know, if it's just friends.
Just friends. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show right after this.
Are you ready for a close encounter of the tinfoil kind and want to do some collaborative writing with some of the most intelligent people on planet Earth? Then go to our board home at AboveTopSecret.com and find TinWiki.org in the Conspiracy Theory Discussion Forum area. TinWiki is an online encyclopedia where members can create new pages and where every page can be edited by anyone reading the page and wanting to improve it. The TinWiki Encyclopedia is for a specific type of topics only, such as conspiracy theories, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal phenomena, mythological creatures, lost civilizations, and life on other planets, just to name a few. So join thousands of other ATS members in creating an encyclopedia of AboveTopSecret.com articles that will be viewed by millions of members and guests from around the world. And if you happen to see William Onesack or Optimus, tell them Dave Rabbit sent you.
Everyone, the sacred ceremony is about to begin.
Hey, I'm trying to do a show here.
All right, let's take it from the top. Remember to bring that sexiness to it.
And welcome back to the BTS Mix. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. And you know, we all have something we like to brag about. And under the general chit-chat forum, your bragging rights, let's boost a little ego. This was posted by Toy Soldier. I'm creating this thread for one reason and one reason only, to give every ATS member a chance to brag about anything they wish to brag about. Now, if you've done something that you're proud of and you want other people to know about, here's the place, regardless of whether you think anyone else would be interested. If you think it's awesome, let us know.
And Toy Soldier writes in right away, and he says he'll go first. After spending 1.5 years, I guess 1.5 years, in a small pub with little to no business, he's been sent to a very professional bar and restaurant in the city. Standards are amazingly high, and they only want the best. I'm very proud to say that both the managers and the customers have been giving me excellent feedback about my bartending, and I couldn't be happier. So, good for Toy Soldier. He's got a good gig bartending.
Deeson, D-E-S-O-N, posted, I do a little CGI artwork for my own amusement. I recently came across a 3-year-old piece of artwork dealing with landing craft called the Raven. I look at that, and I find myself thinking, man, you've come a long way. Not perfect by any means, but much more improved. Not bad for being self-taught. That design has now gone through at least 6 modifications and upgrades since then. And, of course, Deeson has a pretty cool avatar. It looks like a futuristic fighter that he's posted, and very neat. Looks good.
Elevated One writes in, and he says, I probably shouldn't brag about this, but I just have to. A couple of weekends ago, my wife and I were in the bedroom, and all the clothes were just thrown all over the place. We had music playing. Hey, get your mind out of the gutter. We were painting her closet. Turned out quite nice, if I do say so myself. So that's what they're calling it these days, painting the old closet. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. Hey, 23 Eulogy 23 said, oh, man, I haven't bragged in a long time, but I'd like to brag about how cute my kids are, and then posted a couple of pictures of his daughter and his son. They are cute, like that. And also, I'd like to brag about my newfound tattooing skills, and he has a great shot of, I guess, a tattoo that he did on somebody's back, a lion, and it looks great, too.
Yeah, it's very subtle, but it's an awesome-looking lion, and he's a very talented tattoo artist.
So, Doc, you have any bragging rights? Anything you want to share with everybody?
Oh, geez, let's see. I just worked on a TV pilot that I'm pretty proud of. And we're trying to get that into the hands of the correct people to make me a rich and famous millionaire. But until that happens, I'll just be happy with the way the pilot turned out.
Sweet. All right. Hey, do you want to tell us what the pilot is?
No, not yet, because I want to get some more feedback on it before I show it to anybody else.
But you're proud of it, doggone it.
Exactly.
There you go. This one's posted by Mountain Star. This happened to me a long time ago, but I'll never forget it. I was at home and had the front door open because it was really warm that day. All of a sudden, the neighbors from across the street came running into my house and screaming. An elderly woman with her dope addict daughter. I knew the daughter had a 2-year-old son, but he wasn't with them. They were both screaming almost to the point of being hysterical. Finally, the old woman calmed down enough to tell me so I could understand what the heck was going on. She hurriedly told me that her daughter got drugs from dealers and didn't pay them. The dope dealers climbed up a tree next to their house are in the baby's room. The daughter said they threatened to kill her son if she doesn't pay them now. So without thinking, I told him to stay at my house and call the cops while I ran across the street to their house. The door was open and the stairs going up to the baby's room were right there. So I skipped about 3 stairs at a time and ran up to the baby's room. The little guy was standing there up in his crib just smiling at me. I heard whispers coming from the closet and I saw dirty footprints leading to it. The window by the big tree was open. I grabbed the little guy, his name was Tony, and flew down the stairs, looked both ways, and darted back across the street to my house. Tony was laughing, and he thought it was all just a game. I found out either the mother or the daughter, called the cops. The old lady didn't want her daughter getting into trouble for buying dope. I called the cops and told them my neighbor's house was broken into and the perpetrators were still there. I was so mad at the mother and the daughter and told them that they're going to have to explain all this to the cops, or I will. Tony would be a young man today, and I always wonder how he's doing. I'll never forget his sweet little smile.
And, you know, this really could go into the rant section. I mean, come on. That's unbelievable. You know, it's stories like that, and you just think, man, you know, what a weird, twisted world we can live in sometimes.
I know. But if you have anything that you're proud about or you would like to brag about, please feel free to log on to this forum. It is in the general chit-chat area, and it's under your bragging rights. Let's boost a little ego.
Well, now, hang on just a second, Spencer. You're not getting off the hook that easy. What are you supposed to brag about? What's going on great in your life?
Well, let's see. I'm doing a show with a great guy named Doc Hancock. It's called the BTS Mix Show. It's listened to by hundreds of thousands of people every week, and I have a great time doing it. That's my brag.
Oh, I think that's smoke coming up my butt. Hang on one second. I gotta stand up here and run this off. Whoa, one second. Oh, I'm blushing now. Thanks, Spencer.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess this leads us right into our next post pretty conveniently, and this again is in the general chit-chat forum here on BTS, and the title of this is Sex with a Clone, Interesting to Ponder, and apparently a lot of people have a bit of time this week on BTS, which is great. We like your fun posts, and he poses the question, Mavis is a woman, I'm not sure, if a woman had a clone of herself, made and then had sexual stimulation with it, what would that be called? Incest sex? If so, how is it incest? Lesbian sex? If so, how is it lesbian sex? Masturbation? If so, how is it masturbation? Or what exactly would make it her and her clone be considered as an act of sexually stimulating one another's body? Now, this is a little racy, I will admit, for the BTS, but it's an interesting question, I guess a moral and ethical question to ponder as well. What do you think, Spencer?
I don't know. Would it be sibling sex? I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably the most extreme case of narcissism that you could probably experience.
Man, you got that right. And C-S-U-L-L-I, I guess it's Kusuli 456, writes in, and the members really like this post. They gave him a ton of stars. I'm not exactly sure what it would be called, but I'm sure it would bring new meaning to the exclamatory phrase of go screw yourself. You'd really kind of be able to at that point. Jeez. You know, I don't know. This is a really kind of interesting question. I mean, you know, I guess it also begs the question, would you even be interested in yourself? I mean, if I had a clone of myself sitting around, I think the last thing on my mind would be, so what are you wearing? Oh, man.
Yeah, I just can't see a naked version of myself standing there going, yeah, you no, put your clothes on, let's go get a beer. That's about it.
And yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what else to say about it.
You know, if you have anything to say about it, please post in this forum. It is under the general chit chat forum. And oh my gosh, there's plenty of interesting comments. Some of them we can't read, but we've probably gone over the line anyway. It is in general chit chat, Sex with a Clone, Interesting to Ponder. All right, let's jump over to our next forum right quick. It is Relationships, Glamour Magazine, 8 Sex and Love Things Men are right about.
And if you can believe it, men may actually be right about something involving sex. And Glamour Magazine has a list of things that men are usually right about in sex. Number one is, when it comes to sex, what's done is done. So after it's done, it is done. I guess that's the best way to describe that. Number two is, abandon a sinking relationship. Three is, more sex does indeed lead to better sex. Four, you don't need to talk about everything to death. Five, and sometimes it's fine to be completely quiet. You hear that? You moaners, you howlers. Number six, it's okay, and dare we say it, it's a good thing to check out other people. Seven, video games can bring you closer, and I fully agree with that. I mean, there, nothing says I love you than sitting there and playing a video game. And number eight, it's sex, not the psychic network. So don't try and read someone's mind. Just do what you got
to
do.
I'm going to have to agree with Axis Denied, though, who wrote very interesting list there. I agree 100%, except for this one. Number seven, video games can bring you closer. What the heck? Closer to divorce, period. Video games are the one thing I would not tolerate. I'm sure there are thousands of women who would agree. The moment a man replaces his woman with gaming, this is the moment she replaces him. Enough said.
Yeah, so I guess my my video game philosophy just doesn't quite fly, huh? Maybe that's what's going on. All right, I got to rewire some things.
Yeah, nothing says I love you like a good session of Grand Theft Auto 4.
What You Know actually writes it, and he says, and thus why internet porn is so popular. But your AD video games should not come between people in a relationship. Video games should be used sparingly and quietly enjoyed when someone is alone, or when a woman is out shopping or getting a pedicure or manicure or hair done, or at the day spa or out tanning or having a ladies' night out. Sounds like What You Know's lady is really well taken care of. This sounds like a regular event for her. Certainly us men should be more sensitive and not play video games. Okay, all right, I get the hint. No more video games. Jeez Louise, always the critics out there. Holy cow.
Hey, if you want to post some things on this, of course, this one's listed in the Relationships in Glamour Magazine, 8 Sex and Love Things Men Are Right About. And if you think they're right, post it. If you don't, hey, post your own. That'd be great. We're going to be back with a special guest in just a minute on the BTS Mix, one of our members from the UK, who is also awarding points for the BTS screen test. And we'll do that one also coming back up in just a minute. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC.
And joining us now is one of the super moderators here on AboveTopSecret.com and BelowTopSecret.com. Super moderator Asala is joining us. How's it going, Asala?
It's doing really well here in London. How about you?
Here in New York's fine. Texas, how about you over there in Texas, Spencer?
Thunderstorms rolling through the area, but it's a beautiful day in West Texas.
So, Asala, thanks for joining us, first of all. I guess we'll start off, just tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, what you do in your spare time, what brought you to BTS, all that good stuff.
Basically, I came to BTS looking for paranormal stuff, because I was interested in ghosts and all things paranormal, which brought me to ATS. And I ended up staying. I've been here for about 5 years now.
And, you know, you've had some interesting posts, and you just celebrated a birthday too, didn't you?
I did. I'm not winning my age, though. Thank you.
And Asala, by the way, is our super moderator who awards points for the BTS screen test. And I didn't do one last week, and Doc, I have called all kinds of heck for that. So we're going to do a BTS screen test this time, and Asala is going to award the points for the winner.
Yes, I am. See if you can beat Silent Shadow again.
Actually, Silent Shadow was a little disappointed. He didn't get it the last time we did the BTS screen test.
I know, because Roswell got it, didn't he?
Well, Asala, what do you do in the UK?
Basically, I'm a shared carer at the moment. I have an ill grandmother who I look after. And other than that, I do dancing as well.
What part of the UK do you live in, hon?
I live in London.
In London. I love London.
London's cool. Expensive.
Do you do any of the shows, any of the theatre there in London?
My little niece does, actually. She does some West End work. So just little bits of like background stuff, but not West End. Are you kind of Pineapple Studios in London?
Yeah, Pineapple Studio. Yeah. Who taped there? That's a pretty famous studio.
Yeah, basically just like I just train there sometimes.
Asala, what are some of the topics that you're really kind of getting into on BTS right now?
The shoes one is really good.
I thought so.
I love that thread by Jin Sao. Also, the one you actually mentioned last week was the observations from Walmart. That was really funny. That just made me laugh. Goodness, yeah, there's so many at the moment. Some of the food and cooking ones I like as well, because I had a hot pot thread, like, you know, I bought a slow cooker. Mm-hmm. It's like, what can you cook in it? Because I'm new ideas.
I was just curious if, you know, your interest in the paranormal or UFOs, do you have a personal experience that you want to share? Or is it just something you just kind of got interested in too and wanted to research more?
Basically, you know, I moved into this house years ago. And there was a kind of story of a ghost in here, which we kind of laughed at first until the neighbor said there was a ghost called Sunny. And my little sister literally went into the room and started talking about an imaginary friend called Sunny as well. So it started off as how, like, maybe it's actually happening. Then things started getting moved around the house, just little things like keys and cupboards being opened and noises. It was exactly the same experience as the neighbour was having. And we found out the two houses were originally joined, and it was actually fire in half, and a child had died in the house.
Hmm.
So it's almost become, a normal experience here, and something kind of, you know, I was looking into at the time, you know, what it actually meant, could it actually happen? So I didn't really believe much in it until it started happening to myself.
You know, and they started talking about that, the guys Johnny and Dave, and I think it was Springer talked about that in one of his interviews he did with the radio show, that a lot of people come to the site and they go, and especially above Top Secret, but even below Top Secret, because they've they look at some of the articles and go, oh, that's crazy, until something happens to them, and then they go, oh, wait a minute. That's not so crazy. Something just actually happened to me, and I need to talk about it or find out some information about it.
I learned so much, especially from another moderator called Gazrock, who actually said there's different energies and stuff like that, which I found really interesting. So I've learned so much since I've been in, you know, ATS and BTS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I even remember when BTS wasn't even here.
Yeah.
You know, that was really cool.
Well, you know, we never talked about that, Doc. Is there anything that that drove you to ATS?
You know, it was one of those things where I just kind of fell onto it. I was searching for some sort of topic, and it was one of the, you know, the top things on Google, I think. So I clicked open the link and looked at the forum, and I was really kind of impressed with, you know, all the various chit-chat and people's different ideas and everything. And, you know, I just kind of got hooked from there, and the rest, as they say, is history.
It's amazing, because you just kind of come and you, like, then read other things, and you kind of open your mind to everything else out there. And you think, wow, to sit here and type.
So, Asala, tell me, what sort of formal training do you have to go through to be a super moderator on BTS?
Oh, goodness. generally, I mean, every single mod and super mod is different. I think, you know, we're all brought in for different reasons. Me, I think, was brought in because I was quite helpful and, you know, like to kind of make sure everybody knew what they were doing on the board. And I think everybody has a different role, really. And I think it's a very, you know, multi-talented stuff.
Yeah. See, I had in my mind envisioned, you know, like this elite training camp somewhere in the wilderness in Europe.
Really?
You know, and make the guys run drills.
Well,
I'm not supposed to bring that up.
Tight.
I forgot. Sorry.
Yes. So he makes squashes types in the laundry room. Don't tell him I told you that, because it's really particular.
I'll keep that under wraps.
I also have to get a beer from your fridge for the other months as well.
That's always helpful. We like that.
Yeah, but don't tell him I told you.
What are some of the you can encourage our members to do, or some things that have some advice for our members today?
I think just have fun. You know, sometimes, you know, things get really kind of heated, and you know, and BTS is a great place to come and just kind of have a laugh, have a joke, you know, talk about your music, talk about your films, just have a chit chat, even talk about shoes.
What's your favorite brand of shoes while we're on the topic? I mean, I don't buy a lot of them.
Jen South posted a pair of these floral print ones, and they're really pretty. I think we have to buy them. So.
And how much do a pair of those run?
I'm not sure, but I mean, I'm sure they're about £200, so about $400.
Yeah, it's about $450 because I have a pair just like that. And Michael, that's probably too much information. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna.
We won't tell anyone.
So I have a question. There's the mm-hmm. there's the stigma in the U.S. You know, if someone is either on the phone or you meet someone in person, the British mm-hmm. accent dramatically increases sex appeal to those in the U.S. Is the same thing opposite on the other side? In other words,
I love the American accent.
Really?
I really do. I think it's really this sounds really good. I think people just talking it, and then I've been like, listen. I'm just like, just keep talking.
Now, I know that, you know, when we goof around sometimes, we'll use a British accent in certain situations. Do you guys ever use American accents in certain situations?
Oh, all the time. All the time. Because there's so many American programs here as well that everybody was just talking an American accent, mucking about.
That's great.
Funny.
Could you do one for us? That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, I can't. That's going to be dumb.
Oh, I put you on the spot.
Well, I hope that we get to London sometime to see us, Allah. That would be a great time. We could all have like a below top secret meeting there, maybe in Trafalgar Square. What do you think?
Yeah, with the shoe shop,
right?
Yeah, with the shoe shop, but I think it was shoes.
We look forward to hearing more about you and some more of your posts. And of course, thanks for being the super mod who's awarding our BTS points.
Well, thank you for having me. Bye.
And now, from high atop the BTS Tower, here's Kristen the Sports Chick with your latest in sports news.
Hey there, everybody. Kristen the Sports Chick here. My good buddies at the BTS Mix Show, Doc Hancock and Spencer Tracy, asked me to stop by, give you a little bit of my forecast onto the NHL playoff situation. Checking out a post right now from Mr. Lombozo, great city of Pittsburgh, as it were. I got to tell you, Philly does not stand a chance against my mighty, mighty Penguins. Yes, they may not be able to fly, but they certainly can skate like H-E double hockey stick, no pun intended. I'm so excited for this game on Friday, I don't even know what to do with myself. And I gotta tell you that as long as my boys stay as strong as they are, Marc-Andre Fleury back in the net, I've got an amazing defense right now led by the Sarge, Sergei Gonchar, who's certainly taking it every chance that he can, killing the power plays, making the big offensive plays. I've got the amazing Hal Gill, which was a recent pickup in the trade deadline. The man is like a tree. There is no stopping him. Jaromir the Jagov Jagr didn't have a single prayer against Hal Gill over these past games against the Rangers. I've got Evgeny Gino Malkin. The kid is unstoppable. He may not speak a word of English, but man, does he know how to communicate with a puck and a stick. So, Mr. Lombozo, I have to say, you refer to Sidney Crosby as the great one in quotes. There are no quotes. Sidney Crosby is the great one. There's no denying that this kid has proved it time and time and time again. As far as the Western Conference is concerned, like I said, I'm from Pittsburgh, so anything really west of the Mississippi confuses me. But I'd give it all to the Detroit Red Wings. I'm excited for the Pens to meet them in the Stanley Cup Finals. And as sadly as the Stars have really given it to the rest of the Western Conference, they're really going to have to bite the dust when it comes to the Red Wings, led by the one, the only, Mr. Ozzy Osgood. I actually don't even know his first name. All I know is that Ozzy Osgood is a great nickname. I think that about does it for me. This is Kristen the Sports Chick wrapping it up on the NHL Eastern-Western Conference Finals. Looking forward to Friday's game. And Mr. Lombozo, I look forward to more of your friendly repertoire continues. Thanks so much.
Here, check this out. It surrounds us. It penetrates us.
All right, Doc, you know, I got a lot of flack for not doing the BTS screen test last week, but we had a lot of things going on, and we decided to give it a break, but the BTS screen test is back this week.
Woohoo! Back in effect. Yeah, I mean, you know, we were so hard up to stump. Silent Shadow has done a tremendous job in guessing every single BTS mix screen test that we've had. And, you know, we just got so exhausted trying to stump him that we had to take a week off. That's what it came down to.
And, you know, in BTS Mix Show 7, Roswell 1 actually got the correct answer. So we're back with a new BTS screen test. And this one's going to be a little tough. If you haven't seen Iron Man, you need to go see it and then answer this question. And I'll give you a hint. It's at the very end of the movie. So you have to sit through the credits, and then there's a vignette. You might not have known this. At the very end of Iron Man, I'd like to know what actor showed up in a cameo role in Iron Man at the very end of the movie, and it's worth 500 BTS points to you.
And that's after the credits, not at the end of the movie. So you have to stay through the end of the credits to see it. And if you already have, then you have a leg up and you will get 500 points from the BTS screen test.
And I got to tell you, Doc, it was a great movie. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely worth going to see. And this is one that I would actually go back to the theater and see. It was that good.
That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
All right, so answer the BTS screen test question first and get 500 BTS points. Well, Doc, I guess that about does it for this week.
That indeed does wrap it up. Great show today, Spencer. I got to tell you, man, I had a lot of fun. And we look forward to seeing y'all next week here on the BTS Mix. I'm Doc Hancock.
And I'm Spencer Tracy.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.